Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train and welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. All righty. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animal friends on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and general psychic stuff with Natasha, now that she's got her headphones all straightened out. I don't know. Somehow she just got tangled up and eaten by wires here a moment ago.
Yeah, the fairies were having fun with me for a second. I had to tell them to go away.
she's all straightened out here. And golly. Oh, that was fun. And I don't know, did everybody remember to send up to Washington and all our people recovering from the flood? I did. It was kind of neat. I can see straight north from here. So, yeah, we'll just all fancy ourselves helping. And this energy is going to help uplift them all and get them all in a better place so that they'll be able to recognize their blessings. There are blessings in all of these things eventually when we get to them. Sometimes it takes longer than others to find them.
We were talking about the little patch of blue sky over Mercer Island. I actually see a little tiny patch opening up right now just up north, kind of towards Everett.
Hey, yeah, maybe we're helping and sending it up north. But yes, it is starting to lighten up down here. We are seeing more and more of the countryside looking west, and just a titch of little sunshine coming through. So maybe my marathon blow this afternoon of Cottonwood this time will be okay. I'm hoping for that. So anyway, we were in the middle of a phone call with Cindy from Salton, whose beloved kitty Lucky has disappeared. It's been got 3.5 weeks. Let's see if we have Cindy back. Cindy, are you back with us?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. All righty. So we established that this is the second lifetime with you for Lucky. And so I'm glad we got to confirm that. But I wondered initially when he disappeared, because of the way he left the first time, disappeared, we knew he was alive for a while, we couldn't find him. I was thinking, well, this could be a karmic turnaround and a balancing of karma, and that he disappears again, but that this time we find him or he comes back. At least that was my scenario I wanted in my mind, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm not feeling like he's.
So you're not feeling like this is a karmic thing? Or something?
No. Well, that's up to debate. But what I'm getting is that he really had the adventure come over him. He really wanted to go out and have adventure, and it gave time for Cindy to go through what she needs to go through. Now, I'm not seeing if he will come back because of the fact that it's the future, and it's hard to predict.
You know, we need to know that good psychic readers are reading the energy as it is right now. But it could change tomorrow.
Exactly. I do see him alive. I do see him out doing wanderings. I do see her being able to maybe see him through the brush once in a while for right now. I do see the opportunity of him coming back.
Oh.
But yet at the same time, I'm kind of leery about giving that hope to you, Cindy. Does that make sense? Because of the fact that he is...
But there's that possibility exists, so we can hold on to that.
We can hold on to that. But Cindy, I want you to know, though, that he is Cat. He is Cat right now. And cats have an independence in them that sometimes they just make their own decisions. And he is kind of in that mode of being Cat right now. And I keep checking, is he past? No. I keep checking, and I ask that question like I went in our private session. I asked, I ask in different avenues, corners, right, left, north, south, east. And I'm not getting that he is gone. I, I have that feeling that he is just out doing adventures, and he is Cat right now.
Yeah, because we're getting mixed messages. I think the first, when Jude was working on me a couple of weeks ago, she got a sense that Lucky was alive, but he was holed up somewhere and might be trapped. But I think, anyway, then she didn't get anything other than that. Now, I want you to look at from the time he went missing. Now, Cindy did not inform me immediately when he disappeared that day, because we don't talk every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually talk when we have a reason to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy's out in the middle of nowhere, and her phone reception is terrible anyway, so half the time we can't talk if we wanted to anyway. But so I guess Cindy probably told me about it 4 or 5 days or six after he had disappeared, and because she thought he was coming back, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, when she told me what was going on, right after that, when I would tune in and ask about Lucky, I would see him, his face, and I'd see him looking at me. And I feel pretty strongly that it was legitimate and that I was really seeing him, because I knew it was him. He's a black cat with some white, but he's got an unusual face. He's got little white furs, a little single white furs here and there. Anyway, I'm really sure there was, and he was just staring at me. He was looking at me, just looking at him. So, of course, then I'm talking to him and tell him to, you know, get back. But it didn't seem like he could move a lot where he was. Then I kept seeing that, and I kept seeing that every time I turned in. And so I was wondering, am I really seeing this? Am I making it up? You know, you get into that mind stuff when you're too close to things. And then I don't know when it was, but at some point I think we felt that this was strong, that he was alive and all of that. So then I started talking to him, about he needed to let Cindy know where he was, especially if he was trapped in this area, that he needed to let Cindy know, and he needed to start talking to her and let her and Emily know, Emily the dog, where he is. So they can, well, when I said that to him, I could see him. He turned around. I mean, he turned away from me, and it looked like it was pretty tight. You know, he had some trouble turning around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I haven't had him looking at me since then, but the sense was kind of like he had to turn the opposite direction to head toward, you know, to look toward Cindy or something. But anyway, that then now if I tune in again, I don't see him at all. You know, I'm not getting much anymore. But maybe I see him turned around. But anyway, so I don't know. So does it feel to you like I had a connection with him or
yes,
two?
What I'm getting is that you probably got him when he was asleep or sleeping, and he gets into tight places when he wants to sleep.
Okay.
Because it's safe.
Right. Because I know safe. When you did, you had a reading with Cindy this last week or so, and you said that he had a good place to hold up and
yes,
stay safe.
Yes, he is.
So then
is.
After and, Cindy and, told me that, I was thinking, oh, well, maybe that's just what I was seeing, is I'm seeing him wherever he's holed up, and it is a snug, tight little place, but he's dry. When I see him, he's dry.
He is, because he gets into, he's getting into, I'm seeing him in, when he's sleeping, that he gets kind of like into a trunk of a tree. Or where there's
some
limbs.
Oh, that's what Cindy. That's what she thinks. He's been hiding in a trunk of a tree, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or when where there's a bunch of limbs or something that's fallen down. You know, there's kind of like where it looks like a trunk of tree or a grouping of trees.
Yeah.
What I do when I'm with a cat, I go in and ride on them like I'm piggybacking them.
Mm.
Their energy. I don't necessarily, unless they give me permission to walk with them. Inside, as their soul, you know, I ask their soul to walk with me, and I get him walking around hunting, is what I'm doing. I see him going through, because I see him going through brush, you know, his eyes. I can see through his eyes, and he's going through brush and that kind of stuff. So what I'm going to talk to him.
But you also do you feel this way? I think you told Cindy in her reading he knows where he lives and he knows his way home.
Yes, he
isn't lost. And you don't feel like he's trapped.
No.
He's out there having a cat adventure.
When I ask him, I say, are you going to go home? He says, not right now. out right now.
Yeah. See, I just want to see. I want to tweak his little ear and say,
pull up.
I know, but it's like Aunt Martha's talking to you. Put up your big boy pants and you get your butt home to Cindy. She needs you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has a job to do.
I know. I send love to you, Cindy. I really send love. I've had a cat who disappeared
and how are you talking to him?
When I talk with him, he says I'm out. I'm having an adventure. And
all right. Well, then I want you to tell him that Aunt Martha is not a happy camper.
I am.
And Aunt Martha, because I'm his only other human friend, really. He knows me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And lucky you get your butt back home. You have a job to do on that property, and you can't be off doing cat adventures. Cindy needs you. So does Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And the chickens. And now there's mice everywhere. You need to get home, do your job. Okay, so anyway.
Well,
If you can pass on for me when you talk to him, I was with him. But okay, so nothing's really changed. He's still alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got place to hold up. And that's the whole thing. See, he's so smart. He's so savvy.
Yes.
And he listens. He pays attention. I mean, this road trip they went on was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And his behavior doing this whole thing was unbelievable for a cat. I mean, he was like her service cat. I mean, it was like he was so great. That it just doesn't logically make sense to me. Of course, I'm not in charge, so not everything made sense to me at the time. But I don't like this, so if it were up to me, I would not like it either.
Butt
and
I
shoo
send
him home.
Deep love to Cindy.
So is there anything that like Cindy can do, or I mean, is there what if anything can we do to help, or what shouldn't we do because it would cause a problem, or any advice that you can give us?
Well, I can only go to what is called to me to say at this moment,
right.
And that is that as we have things that happen in our life and they go away, that we go into a mode of acceptance. It could be just a second. It could be a moment. I mean, it doesn't have to be very long. I am very mad right now that this is happening, but I am accepting that this is happening. What is this here to teach me? What can I do about it? If go to plan A, go to plan B. If he doesn't, if he comes back, what will happen? If he doesn't come back, what will happen? And you go to that moment of, I will be, in a way, okay, and then see, but and then on the other side of that, do two plans. Call him back in. Picture a warm house. Picture a place of comfort, love, acceptance, and then on the other side, say, I love you and I'm missing you.
Yeah, so I guess just keep doing what you're doing, Cindy, and what Natasha has just said. And we'll hold the positive.
And I'm talking
him
with him
home.
Saying, you got to go home. You got to go home. And he's saying, I will.
Well,
what happened to Lucky One? Did he get caught by a coyote?
No. No, he's savvy.
Cindy just, I think she said the first time Lucky was here.
Oh.
And that first lifetime. Can you go back and look at that? Now,
he actually went off to pass. He knew it was his time, and he went off to pass.
Yeah, and that would make more sense for him at his age.
And often that
happens, and would you agree, Natasha, in my experience, which is why with my own animal friends, we have the discussions that when it's your time, you're ready to go. I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
None of this going off on yourself. You have been with me and my beloved all these years. The best thing you can do for me and I can do for you is that we'll help you make your transition. So I let them know very clearly that I consider it a gift if they allow me to go through that process with them because animals are very considerate of, the people.
Yes,
and they love us. And so if you're one of those that has a lot of trouble accepting, death of our animal friends when they go, or they know that would be really painful, well, sometimes in their mind, the best way to help you and save you is to pass when you're on vacation or you leave and they pass, or
yes.
Or they go off somewhere to pass. So that's why I always have the talk mm-hmm. with my animal friends so that they know it's important to me and that I would be more hurt if they passed without me than mm-hmm. I would be if I'm able to help them and be with them through the process. So my animals have always honored that mm-hmm. and allowed me to be with them and assist them in that transition.
He knows that you are a safe place, Cindy. He knows that.
Okay.
He is feeling safe where he's at also.
Okay. So okay. we'll just keep doing what we're doing. We'll keep checking with you so you can read the energy mm-hmm. and update. And if you get anything from Master Lucky, will you please let us know?
I will.
Cindy, anything else that you need to talk to Natasha about?
No, that was it. Thanks a lot.
I'm so sorry. A big hug to you. Big hug to you as you're going through this. I know it's not easy when we don't have the ones that we need and support us. It's especially when they're like our familiars, like our support system, that it's not an easy walk when they decide to step away for a while.
Well, yeah, it's like a kid.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, Natasha, because I feel better knowing that there's mm-hmm. hope, and that he very well can still mm-hmm. come back. And you know how many stories you are. Right? Cat's gone for days, for weeks, for months, mm-hmm. sometimes for years, and they come back. So.
Yeah.
We'll hold that.
He is local around you, though. He is local.
Yeah,
you
said he's close, and he knows his way back.
It's local, within 5 miles, 3 miles?
1 mile?
1 mile, 3 miles. He's no farther than two, I'm hearing.
Okay.
I checked in, and no,
he's no
farther than two. He knows his range around you, and he does pop back closer once in a while. He is just right now Cat.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, it's been very rainy and floody out in their area mm-hmm. And so forth. But anyway, Cindy, let me know if you get a sight of him or anything. And think good thoughts, because I'm going to take on the Cottonwood and the dog yard and do a marathon blow when I get home today.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for all your help.
All righty. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Alrighty, we got to take care of advertisers here for the first time in this hour. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. And then when we come back, well, we got to decide. I mean, Nathan and I have some kitchen talk to do here about the show next week. We might as well share with you what we're debating at this point. And Nathan also has a question about Abby Dog. And then, of course, we got our list of stuff we have to cover today while we're still on the air. And, of course, phone lines are open. And so like Nathan's dog question and your questions for us are take priority. So if you're interested, call in sooner rather than later, number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Send us a picture of your animal friends to animalworldlive@hotmail.com and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Boy, a lot of stuff going on out at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall for the holidays. The best way to find out everything is just go to the website, check it out, AnandaWa or AnandaWashington.org. AnandaWa.org, you'll find everything there. And, of course, we're holding the space for Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer of the Pacific Northwest at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's working a couple of days a week, now Wednesdays and Fridays. And she can see you in person. You can be in the gong room and get your sound healing and harmonic energy shifting, or she can work with you remotely. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And of course, if you need help with your dog friends and solving problems quickly, you know anybody that's got a problem with their animal friends, I always do a free telephone evaluation. So I'll talk to you for free on the phone, or anybody you know that's got problems, just tell them to call Aunt Martha, and we ought to be able to work it out. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let's see. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animal Friends and Other Psychic Stuff and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. And phone calls take priority, of course. So let's see. We started this conversation, or we continued this conversation last week, and then wanted to get in. There's our photograph of Theo and Whiskers, I think. Anyway, we have Diane in Bellevue on the line. So we are headed to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Theo call again.
Yes.
And Theo is that gorgeous big black guy there.
Yes, I can tell, the dominant one. Yes.
And then he is.
Then his roomie, Whiskers, is that right?
Yes, correct. That's Whiskers.
And puts up with him.
Theo is a beautiful, looks like long-haired black cat. And Whiskers is what I would call like almost a lynx point, except he's got kind of the lynx on his body coat, too. So he's a light gray with dark gray stripes and the tabby darker stripes on his face. He looks like a very handsome guy as well.
And they are littermates.
Oh, they are littermates. I had forgotten that. Okay, so... with Theo, Diane, you called in last week, and if I'm remembering, you correct any details here. Theo has had an ongoing urinary tract infection issue.
Correct.
Okay. And he's had some inappropriate urination, checking urine. There's been a bacteria problem, so he's been on antibiotics, and then he gets better. And then he gets worse, and so it's been back and forth. Now, I think he's been doing pretty well for a while, but I think he if he's given the opportunity, he'll urinate on the bed.
Right, he's having breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to catch a urine sample because it's been a week, a little bit more than a week since the antibiotics ended. So looking to catch a sample to take in, see how that checks out.
What are you going through, my dear?
So I just want to know, since last Sunday, Diane and Nels and Linda worked on you all, did you notice any changes or difference or improvement this week?
Well, I'm saying they because I want to ask Natasha if it's only Theo that's peeing, because sometimes I wonder if Whiskers is contributing to.
Oh, that's interesting. We haven't gone there.
Yeah, but he was doing pretty good all week, and then I had one morning where he peed like three different areas in the bathroom. Like one, and I have a spare litter box in the bathroom now that doesn't have litter in it because that's where I want to catch the urine sample.
Gotcha.
And he's been going in there okay, but he went there and then he peed on, I have a little basket and a little storage chest thing. He peed on that and the trash can. And I had put the trash can in front of it and a balloon in front of it because they don't like balloons to keep him away from that area. But he decided he didn't care and peed on there anyway. And
yeah, because he's
in
very independent. He's a little snot, I'm going to call him.
Yes, he is. Just this morning, Natasha, he peed on the bed. I have a little coverlet there that they sleep on when they want to come in and sleep. And he peed on that. That's the second time this week he's peed on it.
Well, so let's look at first, Natasha. I want to know what you see about Theo's physical health and well-being, the urinary tract system. We know he's had on and off infections, that he just finished a course of antibiotics a week ago, and we haven't rechecked urine yet, but we're getting already breakthrough pees. So can you tell from his energy, is his urinary tract system, is it balanced and good and the infection's
I wouldn't
gone,
call it balanced.
Or is already
no.
back and are we got continuing things going on that level?
No, it's not balanced yet. It's still out of sorts. It's still irritated feeling. I don't feel an infection's in it, but yet when I'm you know feeling into or seeing into his urinary tract that it's or you know basically from his stomach down through the system.
Right.
That he it's still got some like redness in it, so it's still irritated.
So there's still irritation there.
But yet at the same time he's on the healing track. So I don't know there's something that maybe you can give him to give that little bit of healing to the innards. You know, it's kind of like sometimes when we drink tea, how it kind of just eases the comfrey type teas, you know, where it just kind of eases the irritation in our guts and stuff like that. Is there something that you can give him to take the irritation away? It's kind of like, you know, when we're done with our cough, but our throats still like to cough because it's still irritated. It's that kind of, and then I use honey to soothe the throat. It's that kind of feeling that I'm getting. Does he have crystals in his urine too?
Say that again.
Does he have crystals?
No. I've been checking the pH balance, and according to the vet, if the pH is good, there's not crystals.
Okay.
Right.
And I am giving him still the prescription food.
Okay. Now, Natasha, when you said, could you give him something for the inflammation and stuff? I had a flash come in. It came in my right brain, so chances are it's something legitimate. But you'll have to look at anyway. What popped on me again is Jackson Galaxy and his flower essences. And there's one that would work. And so I just pulled up. Now, Diane, you've heard me talk about Jackson Galaxy and his website, jacksongalaxy.com.
Yes,
and the flower.
And I have one called You Are Fine.
That one is what I was just pulling up. It's called You Are, the letters, You Are Fine.
Right.
Now, you have some. Have you been using that with him?
I started using it, and then when he started getting better and was with the antibiotics, I stopped.
Okay, no, I would use it again.
Okay,
I would use it again.
And would that help with what you're seeing?
Yes, I feel like that he is kind of in irritation mode. So I'm going to ask the question, what are you personally going through?
Mm. Well, I've been going through some emotional stuff, yeah.
Okay, so remembering that it's and the one of the ways to expel some of our emotional base is by elimination of our physical body. So with that P is kind of that scenario. And he is already a little bit of a snot. I'm going to use that word. Mm-hmm. He's acting like a little brat. You know, I'm seeing a brat kid and I'm seeing him.
You should see me. I have to hide anything plastic from him. I can't leave anything out.
Yeah. And so with that he likes to do what he wants to do. So I'm going to say that look 50% at what you're going through.
Okay.
And
I will chime
and then
in 20, shortly.
And then 25% of this irritation of body. And then you add in that other percent where it's just, it's him being kind of his personality.
Attitude.
Attitude. And so, like with him saying, oh, well, I don't care about the balloon. But there's some other thing that you can do. Does he like crunchy things?
He does, and I do give them treats, and I was wondering if maybe I shouldn't give them treats with that irritation going on in his urinary tract.
Well, no, I was kind of thinking if there's something like a crinkly toy that he likes, that maybe put it on the other side of the house or where he doesn't pee so that he's pulled, so it's breaking the habit is where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's kind of gotten into the, well, if my body feels this way, this is my reaction to do. And so with that he's become where, this is my go-to, I'm going to just do it type of feeling. So with that, going through that, now checking in with what you're going through and the irritations that you have about the digesting your life, about going through the emotions. And a lot of us, when we get into emotions, they like to sit in our gut. They like to sit in our lower digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
And in our kidneys, our gallbladder, our liver, you know, a lot of those are flushing through our emotions. Well, if he's getting bladder infections, look about what you're processing through with your emotions or not. And yep. and emotions are not easy to work through. I can honor you through that.
Okay. And I will chime in on that because now I wanted this clarification from Natasha and what areas are involved here. So cleaning all this stuff up. Now, the You Are Fine, the flower essence from Jackson Galaxy. Natasha's confirmed that that's helpful, and he needs to be getting it again now.
Mm-hmm.
So there are options as to how to use it. You can put drops in the water so they get it all the time. Drop in the food so they get it all the time. You put drops on the skin, between the shoulder blades and the ear. You can put drops on your hands, rub them down with it. You can put it in a spray mister bottle and poof around. What do you see as the best way
water,
to use it?
Water or something that is, like when you said ears,
mm-hmm.
Or... you know, like rubbing around his face a little bit, not necessarily in his nose, but, or, you know, he's not going to like it in his face, but right. Like up around him and back of him.
So you could put some drops in your hand, Diane, rub them together and then rub him
body.
Down,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, the top of his head down.
Water feels more because you want to get it into where his.
Consistently.
It goes, because the digestive system starts with everybody at
the mouth.
And yep. So helping his body become more in alignment with health, it needs to start from the beginning of digestion.
Okay, so let's put some drops in the water so he's constantly mm-hmm. getting it when he drinks, and then you can rub him down with it once a day, twice a day, every other day. What do you think, Natasha?
If you put it in his water, maybe once a day.
Once a day, rub him down.
You don't want to overdose.
Okay.
But yet you want to support this new, and then as... he starts getting a little bit less snotty, I'm going to call it. And you'll notice that his energy will calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That then go down to just like in the water or on his body.
Okay.
So it's just this getting him over the edge. And And, you know, your other little one would not hurt. It would not hurt to get that one because
it doesn't matter if he gets it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's going through, you know, one is more outward about the energies. One is more passive about, you know, what it's going through. And so, you know, one is going to do more things outside of the body and your other one's doing more things on the inside of the body with stress and angst and really, why does he have to do that? And da 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 da. You know, yeah. This.
All right. So, I think we're good on the flower essence now. Before we get back to the emotions and you, Diane, the second thing I want Natasha to look at is that is what he's eating. And before we go there,
mm-hmm. Natasha, you don't think Whiskers is peeing. You think it's all...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We didn't... Do you think...
I'm getting no.
It's not Whiskers. Okay.
No. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if you find something else going on that he is expressing himself. Like, is there any chew marks on... I see him more as a chewer, so he might be chewing on something like furniture or there's something that he just kind of does quietly. He's
scratching on something.
Yeah, scratching on something. He's doing something that's a little bit less aggressive.
Yeah. Well, he's been scratching on their scratching posts, and he's the one that plays more with the crinkly toys.
Okay.
Theo.
Okay.
You don't feel he's involved in the inappropriate
urination?
Are you
going around telling them that they're good kitties?
Well, when they are good kitties, I do.
Okay.
I didn't say good kitty this morning, I can tell you that.
I bet.
All right, what I want to know about the diet, though, is he's been on the prescription diets. But what I want to know is diet having anything to do with the urinary tract imbalance? Does he need to be on prescription diets and stay on them? Can she feed... What can you lend here looking at diet?
Okay, so dealing with the diet is the food I don't feel like is bad, but it doesn't have all the nutrition he needs. So what I'm seeing is something like how the Nupro that we give in to the dogs when to supplement in what the dog food doesn't have, that there's something that the cat that you can feed him that would just be a little bit of...
Well, now Nupro makes the Nupro nuggets, which are little, vitamins for cats.
Uh huh. So there's just something that's not all in the food.
In the prescription diet.
Yes.
But do you feel he should be on the prescription diet?
It's not hurting him.
Okay, but is it helping him? Or are you not?
Well, okay. So what I'm saying is that the way that the alkaline and the way that the food is made up is helping his urinary tract. Yet at the same time, though, not all the nutrition is
in. He could be better nutritional.
Yes, exactly. So in other words, the base of the food is good for him in the way that the food is settling.
But there should be a supplement for
better
nutrition.
There should be a supplement for adding in to balance out the B's. It's like if I'm being a little moody, I'm looking at my D's and my B's and my C. You know, it's like, so there's something that is out of balance in his... his vitamin base, I'm calling it. Now remember, I'm not a vet, but you know that's
right,
what I'm
right.
seeing.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And so I think my question is: should he be on that food long term, or just till we get past this issue? And also,
this issue is not.
I have Nupro. I have Missing Link. I have Kelp, and I have Raymaker's Immune. And
the Raymakers, are you putting the Raymakers, the Complete Plus, are you putting that in his food?
Yes, I alternate between those.
Okay. So why is he off then is what I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Is he off them?
Why is she getting that he's off nutritionally if he's getting these great supplements? You know, who knows? Anyway,
okay.
We're going to have to take a break here and take care of advertisers.
Okay.
That'll give us some time for Natasha to see what she gets.
Where are you on your nutrition?
Right. Okay. We'll come back to that because the next thing I'm going to do is I've got to cover the emotional basis, Diane, and you're going to get some homework.
But oh, my God, you're going to make me work more.
Oh, yeah, because I think this is now, from everything I've heard from Natasha, I think that is the key to solving this. So you're going to get the, I'm going to get into your stuff, Diane.
Okay.
So everybody stay right where you are. I'm messing with Diane coming up. We are taking care of our advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We were just talking about them, but you heard about NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. You can find Dr. Nels is back in business at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, but SpiritualPetConnection.com still works as well. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get links on the website. You get interview on the show. And all you got to do is shoot me an email or give me a call. The email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And or you can just pick up your phone and call me at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are talking to Diane in Bellevue about Theo the kitty, who's got the inappropriate urination problem. And let's see, when we left, we were just finishing up. Natasha was giving us insight in a bunch of different areas. And before I go to Diane and the emotional stuff, you were just, what did you get? Or what do you want to say?
That as you have been working through your stuff, where is your body feeling? Is the gut more upset?
This is Diane's. Yes. How does she feel in her body?
How are you feeling, Diane?
Okay, and I'm going to backtrack just a minute about the supplements. So, one of the doctors before about the prescription food had told me, don't give anything except the prescription food when you're feeding him that. So when this first started happening with Theo, I stopped the supplements, and then about a week ago, I thought, oh, the heck with this. I'm going to put the supplements back in because looking at the prescription food. It seems like it's missing a lot of stuff mm-hmm. from the ingredients.
Better for him with supplements or without this prescription diet. So let's have Natasha just look at that.
Okay, they first...
Well, let her just look at it.
Yeah, no, yes.
Prescription diet with supplements or without. Which one is better?
With.
For him.
With.
With the supplements. And I'll tell you, Diane, with my cat, PJ, that had same similar thing, he did fine on the prescription diets with those supplements added in. It did not upset his urinary tract balance. The supplements did not cause a problem.
Okay, my intuition was good on that then, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And you are very intuitive, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Trust it a little bit more.
Right. So, and what you need to know, before Jackson Galaxy, see, I did as many cat sessions as I do dog sessions. Jackson Galaxy is such a great behavior therapist for cats.
Oh, I know. I love him.
He's the best on the planet. He's even better than me. So, you know, I could kind of take a step aside and let him do the cat stuff. I do the dog stuff. At any rate, part of what I do with cats and part of what I teach if I'm doing my communications classes, the first one is communicating with animals. Well, the second class I do is the human to animal transference. So what I teach, Diane, is that when our animals have problems, it isn't just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they are very sensitive. They pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, behavior and our suppressed negative emotional energy. Now, certain things that cats do relate to certain suppressed emotional energy. We are all here to be emotional beings, but we're supposed to feel those emotions and walk through them. We have not been taught how to do that, and we're not taught how to do that when we come as in kids. As a matter of fact, we're taught to suppress our emotions. Don't get angry. Don't cry. Don't scream.
And where do they go? They go to our gut.
When they are, emotions are in energy, and they stay in your body. Mm-hmm. Now, in my experience in doing this work with the animals, certain emotions related go to certain parts of the body.
Yep.
Okay. Now, for our discussion here, if your cat had inappropriate bowel movements, very different energy. Mm-hmm. And when there are inappropriate bowel movements, and realize that it isn't the animal's energy so much as it is the energy they're processing from their humans. If you are doing a good job at working through your emotions properly, the animals won't pick them up as easily and process them. They most often are picking up on the suppressed negative emotional energy. So when there's inappropriate bowel movements, that relates to grief, sadness, disappointment, and often abandonment issues. So often when you see evidence of what's going on with the animal's behavior, the emotion that's stuffed will be triggered. So if it's urine, inappropriate urination relates to human anger. Okay. Now, the type of urination will tell you the type of anger you're dealing with. And if it is a squat urination, squat, empty your bladder and a big pee, then that's female anger. And when I talk male-female, I don't mean man-woman. I mean male-female energetically. So a female anger can come from a male. A male anger can come from a female. Now, if it is a backup spray marking, then it's a male anger. Now, a female anger manifests in a covert, don't get mad, get even type anger, similar to how women deal with anger. A male anger is an I don't like it, I want to fix it, I want to change it, I want to control it, a jealous or possessive anger. Now, it sounds primarily like you have a female anger going on because he's doing the squat and pee on the bed and other places. So this is more of a female anger than a male anger, which means it's likely stuffed and suppressed, Diane, that you've been taught to be a good girl and not express these things. So
I'm trying to heal from that.
Right. Okay. So
good
I'm going to give
you
some.
By the way, that's not an easy walk. So good job.
No. Working with Linda Rasmussen could be very helpful on a regular basis, and would involve the least amount of work for you to move those emotions out, rather than talk therapy, that sort of thing. But I'm going to give you the exercise I've always given to my clients. It works fabulously, but you've got to make a conscious effort to bring up that anger and release it. Now, I'm looking at the clock, and I don't think I have, I mean, I need a just a couple more minutes than what we've got to really explain this to you. So, Diane, can you hang on over the top of the hour in Love Train, and can we pick this up on the other side?
Absolutely, and thank you for doing that.
All right, so we're going to have Diane go on hold. Anybody that thinks you have suppressed anger and it might be affecting your animals, if you have inappropriate urination going on with your cats, you stay tuned because I'm going to tell you how to get rid of it. And isn't that hard? Okay? It's just a process you got to do. All right, so at this point, we are going to get ready to Love Train. And in the last hour of the show, we'll finish up with Diane. We'll talk with Nathan about Abby. We're going to have to do the COVID and the animals and all that I've learned about that. And, oh, that's a huge thing. We got to talk about Thanksgiving and you guys being careful with your animal friends and what to do with that about Thanksgiving dinner, because so many of us are having it again this year. And current events, Santa Paws pictures and all of that. So we'll get to all of that in the next hour. And as of right now, we are going to get on the Love Train. And I got to tell you, I told you that Nathan and I were powwowing about what's going on. I've decided next week is going to be an encore show of Animal World. I really, with the holidays and the construction, I need to take the week off. So we're going to rerun my past show with Walter Stoffel, the last one, where we started my Teach You Everything I Know About Dog Behavior series, to catch you up or review, and we'll pick up the series in January. But it's the first Sunday after Thanksgiving, so it's technically that's time we should unleash the Jingle Cats. Well, usually we couldn't do that because I wouldn't be here, and it's be an encore. But since Nathan is so good at what he does, he has said, even if I'm not here, he's going to unleash the Jingle Cats whether I'm here or not. So how do you like that? I think it's a great idea. A little bit torn because he gets to do it himself. But anyway, Nathan is going to corral the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And so next week he will unleash them with the encore show. So how cool is that? So what that means is now that we're going into the holidays and Christmas begins next Sunday here, this is your last opportunity to Love Train until we get to the first of the year. No more Love Trains because we're going to be Jingle Catting and Christmas caroling from now through the end of the year. And then we'll pick up Love Train if we decide to continue to do that in the new year. So this is your last time. So get on board with us here. And I energize the Love Train up. And by the way, dancing is required. You don't get to opt out on this one, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and join the Love Train with me because I'm going to cruise through, pick you up. Remember, and we're sending our love up north to the Skagit Valley, Whatcom County, all the people affected by the floods and everybody that needs healing. We're sending our love and light up there while we're doing the Love Train. And I energize us up with the song up with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in me forever and forever via the Love Train. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh. There we go.